This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning, I'm thrilled to have my middle son, Jason, joining us. Jason is a Maine master floral designer. He won the International Flower Festival for the People's Choice Award in Chicago this past summer. And man, can he design flowers. And I thought, you can't find anybody better than that to help you to talk about Valentine's Day. And that's coming up on Wednesday. So, Jason, tell us how to get ready for the holidays.
Well, good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Jason.
First thing you want to do is make sure that you're shopping local. This morning, in preparations for this, I was going through the Avast Flowers, 1-800 Flowers, all the ones that offer discounts on flowers. A real local florist is not going to give you a discount because they're not getting a discount this type of year. And I followed one of the bigger companies because their roses were $29.99, and I thought that was incredible considering I know what we're paying wholesale for them. And I followed the link, and it went from $29.99 to $53 once they started adding all the different fees. So those little sales, they're never good. What you want to do is find your local florist in the town that they live in, give them a call, because they're going to create something one of a kind for you. That's the big thing. The other things you can be doing is start finding out what flowers they like. If your spouse or partner doesn't really like roses, there are other options for Valentine's Day.
Now, one of the things that I've been telling people this morning, Jason, is, the month of February, you never know what's going to happen with the weather. And probably the first thing you should do is to order the flowers, because if you order them first, they're going to get there first. If you wait until Valentine's Day at noon, you may be lucky to get them by supper time, and now you've lost all of the interest and the value of those flowers because they came at the end of the day. So order right now and get at the head of the list, right?
Exactly. Especially like a day like today where, the weather here is kind of going to be overcast and rain. Go on the computer, find, the florist in your town and look through their website, because I can tell you last year, where I work, we ran out of flowers. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we had nothing left except for a few pieces of leather leaf and maybe like a Gerber daisy. So if you want something specific, order soon. Order today, order tomorrow first thing, because if you think, the flower shops, they'll have plenty of flowers on Wednesday. It's not true. It's wonderful to run out, but when customers call and, we had a customer call us and say, but I'm a good customer. I said, well, there's still no flowers, whether you're a good customer or not. So order early, especially if you want something specific. This way the florist has time to either get it in from the wholesaler or set it aside to make sure you get what you ask for.
Now, Jason, when you're ordering flowers for Valentine's Day, are you better off to save a couple of dollars and get the roses delivered in a box, or spend a few extra dollars and have them put into a vase and arranged and then delivered that way?
I prefer things in a vase. This way, your spouse doesn't have to do anything. They can just enjoy. Now, if you know your spouse really loves to arrange flowers, then go loose, because you do save a little bit of money because you're not paying for the vase. But if your spouse does not like to arrange flowers, or it's going to work and they don't have a place where they can arrange them, that's where you just want to be careful. If you know that they love to just arrange, then do it loose. You do get a little bit more value for your dollar because you're not paying for a vase, but it also means they have to work. They're going to have to put it together. And if they're not comfortable doing that, they're not going to enjoy it as much. And I think if it's going to work, send it in a vase. That way all their friends can be jealous. And they're not trying to find a knife in the break room or a pair of scissors. And then your gift ends up being more of an aggravation. So now, I always say vase.
Now, is it a good idea to send flowers to work, even though it's going to be cold? Can, you know, they're going to come wrapped, I'm assuming.
Oh, so. Yeah. A good florist will wrap from 40 degrees below. Unless there's a wind chill, then you go a little bit higher. But I think it's always fun to deliver them to work. That way, your spouse gets to show off a little bit. And with the holiday being Wednesday, the middle of the week, I would suggest doing it on Tuesday. One, therefore, they get it a day ahead, so all their friends get to see it and be a little bit jealous. Plus, Wednesday, if all of a sudden there's a major snowstorm or ice storm, you know they've already gotten their flowers, so you've done good.
Exactly.
So I always say a day before is always good, so they can show off and everyone gets jealous, and then all of a sudden their coworkers are calling their spouses and saying, well, Susan got flowers, why haven't I gotten them?
Exactly. Now, how about people coming in that don't know a lot about caring for roses or other flowers? Would it be a good idea to say, Jason, why don't you create me something? I've got, let's say, $50 to spend. I don't want to buy roses. Can you put something together that's got a lot of texture and color and has a little pizzazz to it?
Exactly. The one reason I tell people that you should be visiting your local florist, even if it's not me, is because we are trained for this. This is what we do 6-7 days a week, and we can create something one of a kind, just like your love. Your love is one of a kind. Your flowers don't have to be a cardboard cutout of what everybody else gets. So if you come into the shop, you can see the different flowers we have. Like, I'm at work now. Today we're getting 700 roses in. And I can see, you know, calla lilies, hyacinths, tulips, hydrangea, orchids. So there are so many different varieties of flowers. And by coming into a flower shop, you might see something you haven't before. Like, there are shops that are getting peonies right now, all the way from Alaska. So, you know, there's a little bit of everything. I always just go visit your florist. They can show you things. They might have a book. Or you can look at their website and then go into the store.
So, Jason, you said something that I don't think a lot of people realize. The one of the top growing states for peonies is Alaska.
It's fairly new. It all really started with a company that you and I had found when we went to that show, that it was fishermen and business people who didn't really want to work anymore, but they wanted to do something fun. And Alaska, having so much wide open spaces, they are now the number one grower of peonies in the world. And they're only getting bigger and bigger every season.
Yeah, it's really becoming a state that's really growing things that you don't imagine that they would. And you get the major cities in Alaska, their their climate is similar to Boston. So if you go to Anchorage and you're expecting to see icebergs and everything else, the climate is similar to Boston. You go to Fairbanks, on the other hand, which is inland, and it's an awful lot colder. But they're growing peonies in Alaska right now.
Yeah, so, year-round.
Year-round.
Which is amazing for the florist. Because there are so many people who see things and they go, oh, I want a peony. Well, locally, you can only get them May and June. So now you're almost able to get them year-round. So it's amazing the different places around the world that grow things.
Now, I know when we had our shop at the nursery that some of the plants that we love came from Hawaii and came from California. And I love the King Protea. You love the Pincushion, the Heliconias and plants like that. Now, those are going to be very limited when you're talking tropical. So that's something that you got to order now.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of the higher-end tropical flowers, first off, they last. They last 2 weeks or more. It's worth the extra money. When you're paying for flowers, there are certain flowers at a grocery store that you can buy that are wonderful, but by going to your local florist, you're going to get quality as well.
And you're going to have a better assortment.
Exactly.
Jason, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back. And let's talk about how to keep them blooming and lasting longer in your home. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Pamet Garden Club. Joining me this morning is my son Jason. And he's a former president of the Maine Florist Association, has won many awards for his design, has been in several wedding magazines for the flowers that he creates for weddings. Jason, the one thing I meant to ask you is tell our listeners the name of your shop.
It is called Fiddlehead Florist and Chic Gifts. We're in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, and we deliver through the greater Portland area. Our website is www.fiddleheadflorist.com, and you can order 24 hours a day. And we'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Today, we're not answering the phones. We just have 700 roses to clean.
Okay. That'll take you for a while.
Okay. A couple hours, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when people get their arrangements, they're keeping them either in the office or in the home, what are some tips that you would give them to make them last longer?
If you got spring flowers, which includes tulips, hyacinths, daffodils, iris, anything that's opening a little bit, a little trick that we tell people that actually you taught me a long time ago was one ice cube in the vase. And I have tested it several times because, like you, when I learn something, I like to share it. One ice cube in the vase, it cools down the water, and your flowers are going to last longer. Now, you can do it with other flowers, but I would just do like a half an ice cube because the spring tulips and the spring flowers, they like cold. By putting it in your house, if it's near a heating vent, that's going to speed up the opening process. It's also going to warm up the water, and your flowers aren't going to last as long. So if you're going to have them near heating area, make sure you do the trick with the ice. It really helps. And then every 3 to 5 days, you can recut your flowers. Because when you're an arborist, will go and cut down the branches. The flower itself will start to form like a little scab on the bottom. So every 3 to 5 days, by cutting it, your flowers can drink again, and they're going to last a lot longer for you. So it's going to take a little maintenance, but it's definitely worth it.
Now, how about changing the water? Should you change it, or you should just add?
Add, but it's not going to hurt when you're cutting and recutting to do a whole new vase of clean water. Now, if you have your own vase, you need to make sure it's cleaned properly, and it's very simple. 1 drop of bleach. Now, just 1 drop the size of like a dime is all it takes to get any of the bacteria that's built up in there. So this way your flowers have clean water, a clean vase, and they're going to last longer for you, too.
So you would wash it with a little bit of bleach and then rinse it out and put in your fresh water?
Correct.
Okay. So we're talking a clean vase done with bleach, and if it's been sitting around for 6 months or more, definitely wash it first.
Yes.
Use fresh, cool water.
Correct.
And if you get a package of preservatives, make sure that you add that to it.
And read the directions on that, because some of those packets, you only have to use half, because it should say on there, this amount of water, this amount of package. So just make sure you read it, because it is a chemical that you're adding to your flowers.
And you want to keep it out of direct sun.
Correct.
And keep it away from heating vents, and definitely don't put it in a room that's got a wood stove in it. So the cooler the better.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, if you were going to select one flower that will last the longest, what is going to be the longest lasting flower?
Well, your favorite flower, the carnation, is probably the longest lasting flower, but there's a few others. There's another one called Alstroemerium, also known as a Peruvian lily. Those are two of the longest-lasting flowers around. But if you go into, like, the field of tropicals, orchids last a really long time. You know, but honestly, the two longest-lasting flowers are the Alstroemerium and the carnation. And the nice thing is carnations now, they're still hybridizing and creating new varieties and new colors, and they're trying to bring the scent back. Because for a while, they took the scent out of every flower because too many people complained. Now they're trying to bring it back.
Wonderful.
Long-lasting carnation.
Jason, thank you for joining me this morning. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And you heard Jason, order your flowers on Monday. That way you're guaranteed to have them delivered early, and your better half will enjoy it.
Thank you, Dad.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to thank my son Jason for joining us this morning and giving you some ideas about Valentine's Day. But remember, order early. Don't wait till the last minute, because they may not get home, delivered to your home at the last minute. And that will put you in the doghouse, believe me. I've been there. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy is in Windham.
Sandy from Windham, New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, yes, I'm in Windham, Maine, actually.
Windham, Maine, okay.
The reason I'm calling is we put it in a lawn in the late fall of 2017. It was later, and I noticed that there were some, it wasn't even, wasn't even growth with some bare spots in there. And I'm wondering what to do to make sure that this lawn comes up properly, you know, in the spring. We used tall fescue. There was lime. I can't remember what the starter for, it was a starter fertilizer. I can't remember exactly. And I thought you might be able to help me as to what I might do to make some, get some uniformity this spring.
Sure. Okay. Now, when did you plant it? In October or November?
It was in October.
In October, okay. And we had a pretty good fall. I mean, the weather was nice, really late into the year. Now, some of the seed probably didn't have a chance to totally germinate. So I wouldn't be surprised that in the spring, when you feed it, that some of the ungerminated seed will sprout at that time, and that will help to thicken the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So use either a seed starter fertilizer again. Now, don't use any weed killers for the first application because it's new ground. You don't really have any broadleaf weeds. And unless you know that you had a lot of crabgrass there before you rebuilt the lawn, then I would concentrate on just feeding it. Now, Espoma. They have an all-organic line of fertilizer, a natural alternative, and they have all of the beneficial microbes and trace elements. So organics are a longer-lasting, and they help to rebuild the soil. So if you don't have any weed problem, just stick with a straight fertilizer. So I would begin the year with a seed starter fertilizer.
So we did have a lot of crabgrass issues on that lawn other years.
You did? Okay.
We did.
Then if you had a crabgrass issue, then you're going to need to put down a fertilizer and crabgrass control. And so your first step will be that, because you've worked hard to make this new lawn looking really good, and it really hasn't really established itself yet because it was planted late in the season. So you want to eliminate any competition that's there. And crabgrass is a major competition weed in your lawn.
Okay.
So use a crabgrass preventer. Now, what you could do is going to cost you a little bit more money, but you could buy a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. And by buying that product, you can add some fresh grass seed to areas where it's really, really thin.
Okay.
If you just buy a crabgrass preventer, you cannot plant seed because that particular weed killer doesn't know what's good and what's bad. It kills everything.
Okay.
So you want a seed starter with crabgrass preventer. And that will allow you to add new seed in the thin spots.
So the crabgrass preventer for new seeding is the same thing as the seed starter with crabgrass preventer. That's the one
right
combination.
Yeah.
Now should I think about perhaps adding some lime, some quick lime, some more lime on this?
I would definitely
add a little bit of like layer of straw or something like that to make sure I get this growth.
I don't think that you would need to add any straw. I mean, usually you would add a light coating of straw if you were doing some new seeding and the land sloped a little bit.
Okay.
But if the ground is flat, it's level, I would just scratch up lightly the areas where you have thin grass that germinated. Add your grass seed. And if you want to sprinkle in those areas with some peat moss, a thin layer of peat moss or compost, that would be a great thing to do. But you don't need to put an inch. If you even put like a half an inch, that would work very, very well.
How about lime? Should I put any quick lime down to make sure that's satisfactory in that lawn? Because I hadn't put lime on that area for a long time before.
Yeah.
Put this new lawn in.
I would definitely add the lime if when you're looking at your property and you have pine trees, you have oak, and you have maple, they're going to make that soil on the acidic side. And I generally tell people they should lime every 2 to 3 years. You don't have to do it every year. If you've got moss growing on your ground, then you need to do it every year so that you can change the acidity level. And when you change the acidity level, that means less weeds, because weeds and crabgrass will grow better if your soil is acid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lime on a regular basis every 2 to 3 years, you'll have fewer weeds that will form in your lawn.
Okay. All right.
And then the other thing is, being that it's a new lawn, try and feed it 3 times. So feed it in late April, early May, as soon as, you know, the ground is free of snow.
Okay.
And then I would feed it towards either the beginning to the middle of June, again with a straight fertilizer, no weed killers, and then definitely hit it again in September when the kids go back to school, and that will ensure you that you've had plenty of food, the grass is nice and thick,
okay.
And fescue grows in a clump, and they will make that clump will get bigger and bigger. So don't be scared to put a little bit of food on there.
That might account for why I'm seeing it, because it looked like, it reminded me of clump. I don't know, just looking, watching it. So that could account for why there are some bare spots in there, because it does grow in clumps, is that?
Yep, it will grow in a clump, and then as it matures, it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. You get a plant like bluegrass that will actually send out a little runner and start a new plant there. But the difference between bluegrass and your new fescues, bluegrass will send a root down about 3 to 4 inches deep. Your fescues, like what you planted, can send a root system 2 to 3 feet deep.
Wow.
And they need a lot less water, and they have less browning during the heat of summer because they're getting a lot of water. They're not right on the surface. So for me, I've been working with grass seed for 30 years now, and your tall fescues, that's where you want to go because of the depth of the root system, and it does make a big difference, a lot less stress.
Thank you very much. I'm going to try all. I've written down everything, and I'm going to do my best to get through. I'm hoping this lawn comes up nice, even, because it was starting, you know, it was starting, and you could see it, but it's just those certain areas. So when it clumps, am I hearing you say, because fescue clumps, that those clumps grow wider over the area that maybe isn't looking as filled in right now?
Yes. Yep, the clumps will get bigger and bigger. And that's why I say if you can feed it 3 times, you're going to notice a big, big difference, because that ground will get less and less visible. And before long, you'll have just a solid ground of green vegetation on it.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate your help. I've been wanting to call for a few weeks now, and I finally decided today was the day.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandy. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call. The number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, do we have a caller?
We do. Laura's waiting in Carver, Massachusetts.
Laura from Carver, Massachusetts, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Paul, thanks. Your advice is really appreciated. We spoke at the end of August of 2017 about my broccoli, and at that time I said to you, the plants are beautiful. They're about 2 feet tall. However, we're not getting florets, and we have little, not like little holes in the leaves. And at that time you told us to do this little trench thing, which worked. We did do that. It kicked in florets. However, we were able to get some broccoli. But the other problem, Paul, we need to help with is that we had an infestation of, I don't know what the heck they were, some kind of a wormy caterpillar. It looked like 2 different species of caterpillars all over the broccoli florets.
Okay, so they were actually eating the flower buds.
Oh, it was awful, Paul. We had to just remove them. I mean, it was really an infestation. I mean, we did get some florets that we were able to enjoy, but we sort of we gave up. So we need you to tell us what we can do this growing season to get some good broccoli out there.
Okay. There's a couple things that will take care of the caterpillars. Now, you can use a product called neem oil, and that will take care of diseases as well as insects. And, you know, if you want to stay organic, that's a great product to use in your garden to control those particular insects. But you've got a couple of other choices. You have a product called Captain Jack. And Captain Jack is a beneficial microbe. And it was found in the Caribbean. And the name of the product is called Spinozad or Spinosad. And it was discovered in the Caribbean, living in the soil where they were producing rum. So they would fill a barrel full of the material to make the rum. They would age it. When the rum was ready for consumption, they would filter it out and bottle it, and the sludge in the bottom of the barrel was dumped on the ground around the processing plant. And a chemist from Dow found it there on vacation many years ago, and they are now growing it. It's a beneficial bacteria or bacillus that will take care of all chewing insects without hurting the bees. Or, folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can. And it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
John in Osterville.
John from beautiful Cape Cod. How can we help you out today, John?
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful.
I've got two questions. I've got a Mexican lime tree that I bought last year, put it out on the porch. It was fine, brought it in. It flowered everything, and I had it in a, well, I have it sitting in a western window, and it's always done fine, but over the last week or two, I've noticed leaves dropping off, and I mean, I water it, I don't overwater it, but I water it, you know, the right amount, and I don't understand why all of a sudden the leaves falling off.
Okay. How large of a pot is it in?
It's probably 10 inches across the top.
Okay. And does it sit in a saucer?
No.
Okay. So when you water, if there's extra, does it, you just drain it out or it never comes out the bottom?
No, I water it in the sink and then I just let it sit there.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And how about fertilizer? When did you feed it last?
It's odd you ask that. I just fertilized it last night. I have a special citrus fertilizer that I bought, and I'm thinking, well, maybe that could have been it. So I just did that, worked it into the soil, and watered it again. So maybe it's just hungry, but it just concerned me that the leaves, I mean, not a ton of leaves, but, you know, maybe, I don't know, a couple, two, three a day, so.
Okay, yeah, you shouldn't have that many. Look at the stems of your citrus plant for the possibility of a little bump on the stem itself. And if you, it could be green, the same color as the stem. It could be brown. So if you rub your hand where that bump is, if you just kind of play with it, that bump, if it comes off, then you have an insect called scale. And scale is, scale is like a little turtle. It's got a hard shell, and underneath the shell is the actual insect. Now, if you find that you have scale, you will probably also, if you touch the leaves, they may feel sticky.
Yeah.
Okay? Then what you need is something called all-season oil. It's made by Bonide, and most nurseries, garden centers, and hardware stores have it. You spray it, your entire plant. The oil will coat the scale, and it will suffocate and kill the insect.
Okay.
So I would feed it, which you did, give it more sun, and then check it for the possibility of insects. And that, read the package, and I'd be willing to bet the more you feed it, but according to the package direction, a lot of people will have a big house plant like that, and if it gets fed once or twice a year, the plant is lucky. If you want that citrus plant to grow, feed it, feed it, feed it as recommended.
Okay. Now, would that do better in like a northeast window? I've got the end of my house is like all glass. And should I put it there, or should I keep it in the western window?
I would put it where you're going to get the most sunlight.
Okay. Another quick question. I've got a decorative boxwood that I bought at Christmas time. It was like 3 foot tall, shaped like a Christmas tree. And I had it in that northeast window and the, you know, the back of it, and there's a heating register underneath. Well, like a fifth of the whole back of the plant basically... the leaves just came off.
Yep. So, yeah. It's getting, it's, the thing that you have to do is to shut off that, that heating vent behind it.
Okay.
And because boxwood is a plant that would be outside right now, and it can tolerate the cold, but if it's in a nice warm house and you've got a hot air vent blowing right at it, it's going to dehydrate and just dry out the whole back of the plant.
Mm.
So
well, see,
either
I have hot water. I don't have hot air.
Okay. Try, just keep it in the coolest and the brightest sun area that you have. And every week, spin the plant. So the side that faced the window this week, next week faces inside the home. And just keep doing that to all of your plants, and they'll do much, much better.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, John. You have a great weekend, and I wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day. Remember, order early and ask for a florist special.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.